It's called the Microscale Magnetic Tumbling Robot and is only 400 to 800 microns. That's smaller than the head of a pin. Director of Purdue University's Multiscale Robotics and Automation Lab, Dave Capillari, is here to explain. So what is your invention and how does it work?
So we have designed what we like to call an all-terrain micro-robot. So the robot is very small, as you mentioned, and we want to be able to control it wirelessly over different terrains. And so the way we do that is we use external magnetic fields to control the robot. The robot's just too small where you can stick a battery on it and give it external power. So we use magnetic fields to control the robot that has magnetic properties. And so what we do is when we make the robot, we align the magnetic particles inside the robot in such a way that it'll respond to a rotating magnetic field. So as the field rotates, the robot will tumble end over end, and it's able to traverse this rough terrain.
Yeah, and so how quickly does it move?
It responds to the same rotational field of the magnetic field. So in this case, we have it around 10 hertz, about 10 cycles per second.
You know, some people might wonder, what's the purpose of this? We have all kinds of robots. Of course, this is very tiny. What purpose might it serve?
So we think that this has some neat applications in the medical field. We would like to be able to put this robot inside a body where you have sticky surfaces like tissue. They're very complex geometries. And this robot could tumble over these rough surfaces and get to a goal location, which may happen to be a tumor, for example. And then we could have targeted drug delivery be released from this micro robot inside the body. And so we have a middle section of the robot where we have dedicated for a payload, a drug payload, where it can be loaded on there, and so we could do this targeted drug delivery. Right now, when people take drugs or medicines, they kind of go systemically to everywhere in the body. So in this case, if you can just load the robot with the drugs and get to its target location, you could actually give it a higher dose of medicine to the target location, and it'll be safer since that drug will not be going everywhere else in the body.
So where do we stand in your research? You've developed this. Do you have more testing to do? And then when would you get with the drug companies?
So right now we're understanding the fundamentals of how do we locomote and move the robot around, how do we control it autonomously, can we get it to, you know, go on different paths predictably. And now our next phase would be to integrate the drugs to the robot to do this kind of testing. And so we're still a little ways out from where we can commercialize it, but hopefully in the next couple of years we'll be able to.
How will we get the robot inside of us for medical purposes?
You can simply use a syringe. These robots are very small. So again, 400 microns by 800 microns. So a human hair is about 100 micron diameter. So it's about a couple of human hairs wide. So it can just be injected using a syringe, or you could even do it laparoscopically if you wanted to put it somewhere in the stomach. And then it could kind of go to where it needs to be. There's very small amounts of magnetic material in these robots, so we also need to do some cytotoxicity studies to make sure, you know, that it wouldn't be too damaging to the patient. We don't think it is, but we need to do those studies. So either we could even design it to dissolve into the patient, or we can remove it just by bringing it back out the way we took it in.
Thank you, Dave. Interesting research. Dave Capillari is with Purdue University's Multiscale Robotics and Automation Lab. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.